and we'll take a short break after that. So if I could open, we have two information items. The first is a presentation on the Tukey Lake Wastewater Treatment Facility. We'll take that first.
We're not allowed to know. Good morning, Chairman. Good morning, Chairman Norrie. My name and members of the board. My name is Justin McSmith. I'm an engineer in your NPDES unit. I'm here today to speak about the upgrade project for the city of Tule Lake. This item was initially intended to be a companion item with the rescission of their NPDES permit and cease and desist order, but was moved due to the fires down in Santa Rosa. I'm going to provide you with a brief review of the city of Tule Lake, their historical NPDES permit, their compliance history, and the partnership necessary to succeed in upgrading their wastewater treatment plant to protect beneficial uses in the region. After my presentation, I'll hand the floor over to the Public Works Director, Mr. Brett Nystrom, to speak for a little bit on behalf of the city. The city of Tule Lake was established in 1937 in anticipation of city services needed for the expansion of the federal government's Bureau of Reclamation irrigation projects for development of the Klamath and Tule Lake Basin farm ground. After World War II, a land lottery was held for veterans who won 80 to 160 acres of field preparation and preparation and cultivation of potatoes, onions, horseradish, mint, alfalfa, grain, and most recently strawberry and raspberry plants. The city of Tule Lake is part of the Lower Lost River watershed. The Lost River encompasses an area of approximately 3,000 square miles in Klamath and Lake counties in Oregon and Modoc and Siskiyou counties in California. Surface waters in the Tule Lake hydrologic subarea are listed as impaired for nutrients and pH per the 2008-2010 Section 303D list. And on December 30th, 2008, the US EPA established the Lost River TMBLs for nitrogen and biochemical oxygen demand to address dissolved oxygen and pH impairments. The original Tule Lake Wastewater Treatment Plant was designed to provide secondary wastewater treatment for an average dry weather flow of 160,000 gallons per day and consisted of a collection system, headworks with a bar screen, aerated treatment ponds, a sand filter, chlorine disinfection, and dechlorination. The effluent was traditionally discharged to the Tule Lake Irrigation District Drain, which is a tributary of the Tule Lake Refuge and the Lower Lost River. The historical NPDES permit had traditional discharge prohibitions, conventional technology effluent limitations, and water quality-based effluent limitations for copper, cyanide, total chlorine residual, coliform, disinfection byproducts, and ammonia. The NPDES permit was developed to protect beneficial uses in the area, including but not limited to agricultural supply, municipal and domestic supply, groundwater recharge, water contact recreation, commercial and sport fishing, and freshwater and wildlife habitat. Due to the small amount of connections, deferred maintenance to the system, and reduced operator hours, the wastewater treatment plant had a long history and difficulty complying with the NPDES permit. A cease and desist order was adopted for the city's 2004 NPDES permit, and again for their 2013 NPDES permit, due to an inability to obtain compliance. An administrative civil liability order was issued in 2007 to assess penalties in the amount of $495,000 for violations that occurred from January 2000 to April 30th, 2006. Another administrative civil liability order was issued in 2015 assessing penalties in the amount of $351,000 for violation that occurred from May 1st, 2006 to March 31st, 2015. These orders were issued for violations related to NPDES permit discharge prohibitions and numerous effluent limitations. They were required the city to implement a long-term solution to achieve compliance with their NPDES permit by completing a compliance project to upgrade the treatment and collection systems and to increase operator hours. Due to financial constraints for the city, they were unable to comply with the compliance dates set forth in the administrative civil liability orders. Additionally, the city determined that to ensure adequate compliance discharge prohibitions in the NPDES permit, it needed to expand the compliance project to include an agronomic rate recycled water project. Tule Lake and Regional Water Board staff continue to work collaboratively to evaluate several different plant upgrade and disposal projects for the compliance project. Lisa Bernard and Mona Doherty both worked diligently with the city to find a proper permitting path forward. Manny Baldinegro worked as a retired annuitant, and he was the driving force behind pursuing funding sources for the city. On June 7, 2012, the permittee entered into a conditional grant funding agreement with the State Water Board State Revolving Fund in the amount of $3.8 million for the planning, design, and construction of a new agronomic reuse disposal project to eliminate discharges to surface waters by reusing wastewater on land to grow crops. On July 25, 2014, the State Water Board amended the financing agreement, providing the grant increase to a total amount of $6 million. The board adopted a 2015 waste discharge requirement order to assist the city of Tule Lake in receiving grant funding for their compliance project. On November 2, 2016, the wastewater treatment plant ceased all surface water discharges. As a result, the plant is currently regulated under a waste discharge requirement to comply with Title 22 regulations for treatment, storage, and reuse of wastewater via crop irrigation. The compliance project included facility upgrades for replacing the headworks and disinfection tank components, removal of accumulated sludge from the aerated lagoons, and replacement of diffusers. They converted the sand filter basin to an aerated lagoon and added a pumping station to pump disinfected effluent to two 15 million gallon storage ponds. The project also included replacing 2,500 feet of gravity sewer line and upgrading two collection system lift stations. This upgrade project has allowed the city to eliminate their discharge to surface waters and create revenue through collaboration with neighboring agricultural community. This has been a successful partnership in protecting water quality in the Tule Lake Basin and allows reuse of wastewater for the benefit of beneficial uses in the area. Brett Nystrom, the Public Works Director for the City of Tule Lake, was a key component to completing the capital improvement project and bringing the City of Tule Lake into compliance with their NPDES permit and their new WDR. With that, I thank the board for their time and would like to turn this item over to Mr. Nystrom. Thank you.
Thank you.
Board and staff, and I want to thank Justin for the introduction, and I'm really happy to be here on a lighter note since all the other things that you guys have to deal with. The project in Tule Lake was funded, provided in full and part by the Clean Water State Revolving Fund through an agreement with the State Water Resource Control Board. I came on board in 2013. And I'm speaking on behalf of the mayor, too. He was the former director of Public Works before I came on board, and now he's the mayor. So we had a pretty tight-knit community, and so it's made it easy because he gave me complete control to do what I thought I needed to do. And so it was a great coordination. I'm on my third city council, and everybody's been very supportive, and things really worked out really well. The project... there's no way, on my way driving over here today, there's no way I can tell you what happened in 3.5 years. There was a lot of ups and downs. Many of them, we had a lot of obstacles in our way. When I took the job, they didn't do a full disclosure, if you know what I mean. I didn't know about that, and it really was $608,000 in fines. So if there was a time there when I didn't really sleep too good, I had a lot of phone calls from the regional board, and I think what happened in the past is the people there were overwhelmed because they're small and they didn't have the money to get it done. They just gave up. And when I came on board, it was a major, major thing to try to straighten out. So I just dove in head first. So basically, I had a lot of help from the regional board and all the people on board. I was telling Justin about it before the meeting. Everybody in all the departments, Mona was instrumental. I had three times during the project where they were really regulatory and other problems that she straightened out. All I had to do was call her, and it was taken care of. I'm sorry she couldn't be here today. I wanted to see her again, but I guess she's ill. She's been ill. Lisa Bernard, Laura Drabrant at Office of Enforcement, Justin, and on the financial end, Bridget Chase. She was, from day one, she was part of it. She was very, very good to work with. And Francine Poix, I think I said that right. Francine was great, too, there at the end when we finished up. The city was very fortunate to have a great construction company. It was Integrated Water Services. They're out of Colorado. During the original engineering of the project, Adkins was a regular civil engineer, but I've been in the biz long enough to know that you need to hire professionals for the permitting, and especially the Title 22 was all new to me. So I suggested that we use a consultant, which we use the West Yost and Associates. They were just, Catherine Gies walked us through everything. She made it effortless for me. I would call her and tell her, and she would just say, I'll handle it. So basically, and then last but not least, our grant writer, Mr. Jim Cook. He was instrumental in getting the financial end of it. He worked with Bridget. And another, I have to mention, the block grant people, CBDG people. When we changed to get away from the surface water discharge, the city was going in the wrong direction. They were doing collections. And when I got there, we stopped that. I mean, that's still an ongoing problem, like what I'm hearing here with infiltration. It's a horrible thing. But they needed to go towards treatment. So once we got that nailed down, there was many phone calls with the regional board. Okay, once we decided to go to Title 22, everybody was in agreement, which for me, that was a breath of fresh air. Okay, now we have a light at the end of the tunnel. But we didn't at that time have any property. So here we are, we have $4.6 million. We've got a project to do. We don't have any land to do the agri-use. So then we had to smooth the farmer to sell him the property. Well, then where's the money going to come from? All of a sudden, we get the CBDG thing, and we actually went down. The escrow closed on the last day. We were the last day. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. So we got the grant. Then, next obstacle, we only have 4.6. We need 6.3 is what we actually needed. We value engineered $1.2 million out of the project. $1.2 million, and you guys were in agreement with going forward. Well, at that time, I get I still have the letter from Mona. She said, okay, we're going to give you $2 million more, Brett. You have to guarantee you can do it for 6.3. So, yeah, I was in with both feet then. So, anyway, to make a long story short, we got it done on time, with the money, without doing anything extra, and it was because we had good people that knew what they were doing, and everything lined up. I'm just fortunate to be a part of the project.
I hope you're sleeping better tonight.
Yeah.
Well, Brett, I got a full disclosure. I used to live in Tule Lake and farm up there. I used to live on State Line Road.
Okay.
Is the Golden Ring still in town, by the way?
No.
No, not gonna. hey, you actually, in the city to the lake, though, I have to say, magnify some of the challenges, the real challenges that small communities face. You had aging and old infrastructure. You had a limited ratepayer base. You've got fees and fines and ACLs against you. And you worked all the way out of that, and you're here today. You know, I think on the last meeting, or the December meeting, I believe it was, we rescinded the cease and desist order because you were no longer discharging surface water. Today, basically, we're recognizing your efforts. By the way, it takes surely a team. You mentioned our staff with Mona, Lisa Bernard, Justin, I'm sure, and others here. State Board, with the State Revolving Fund, has been so key with small systems, with using the creative way to use, instead of enforcement and forcing upon small communities to use that as a compliance project, which is, to me, the right thing to do to bring this community and give you solutions. Now you're discharging to land on a recycled water use instead of discharging the canal and surface waters into the lake itself. It's fantastic. I want to just thank you and the city of Tule Lake, by the way, for doing that. Bill Massey was a member of our board when I got here many years ago, and Bill was a champion of the small communities. And what you've done here is truly extraordinary. It is the challenge of the small communities. You're not alone in that world, but I thank you for your efforts.
Well, I thank you, sir. And the thing that the compliance project part of it too was the forgiveness of the fines, and I understood the need to do the compliance project. And I'll let you know that we did about $43,000 or $45,000 worth of INI. When I got there, they didn't have a capital improvement fund. Where those funds went, I don't know. That was before me. But now I can guarantee that we'll be doing probably 400 feet of sewer to get rid of the INI. We'll be doing that like every other year. I have a schedule for that. So as you know, too, with wastewater, anything infrastructure it's ongoing. So this isn't the end of the road. there were some things to get it streamlined $1.2 million out of the project. We eliminated a lot of the things in the project, but still went forward. So I will be looking for more funding.
Come on back.
Thanks again.
No, I had just
any more questions?
Oh, I just had a very quick comment. Your circumstances became widely known at the state level, and were influential in amendments to the mandatory minimum penalty provisions, and also that there had to be some changes in our grant funds. And I want to thank the state board for stepping out of the state legislature, but I wanted to say you were heard and you had a lot of challenges, and what a great job you did overcoming them.
Thank you very much, sir.
Sleep well. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a 10-minute break. We're going to be back here at 10:35 to take on the 3